Welcome to this Tuesday edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, and our host, Chuck Bentley, is away for a few days on some well-deserved vacation, and Chuck will be back with us later this week. But today, we'll hear from Crown co-founder Howard Dayton. Howard joined several pastors at a special gathering a couple of years ago to talk about stewardship and generosity. And a little later in the broadcast, we'll hear from Robert Morris, and Robert is the senior pastor at Gateway Church in Dallas, Texas. Now let's turn our attention to a few words from Crown co-founder Howard Dayton.
I've got to fess up. Even after I met Christ for a couple years, if I gave $5 at church, it was a huge, painful, sacrificial gift. And that's why I'm passionate about people learning what God says about handling money. My business partner, Jim Seneff, back in 1973, asked me to join him in a study of the Bible to find out what it said about money. We took a year. Read through all the scriptures, and we were stunned. Now, there were 2,350 verses in the Bible dealing with how to handle money and possessions. 15% of everything that Jesus said had to do with it. And it was, for me, the transformational time in my Christian life. I think the Lord said so much about money for two basic reasons. The first is that how you handle money has an impact on the intimacy of your relationship with Christ. Luke 16:11, Jesus tells us, "If therefore you've not been faithful in the use of worldly wealth or money, who will entrust the true riches to you?" And the true riches in life is that intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And frankly, I think many pastors have missed it. They've not seen that correlation between being faithful to handle money God's way and the believers maturing in Christ, their spiritual growth, that intimate relationship with Christ. The second reason I think the Lord said so much about money is that He loves us. He cares for us. He knew money would be a struggle for us. And that's why in the Bible, the Lord tells us how to earn money, spend it, save it, give it, invest it, get out of debt. My son Matthew likes to say, "Dad, it's the whole enchilada. You know, everything you need to know about handling money is found in God's Word."
You're listening to a special edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Today's special guest is Crown co-founder Howard Dayton. We'll take a short break and be right back with more from Howard Dayton right after this.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible, Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life. I'm Dave Ball, and our host Chuck Bentley is off today, spending some well-deserved vacation time with his family. So today we're enjoying a message from Crown co-founder Howard Dayton. And then in just a moment, we'll be joined by Pastor Robert Morris. Now let's rejoin Howard Dayton for some final thoughts.
You know, everything you need to know about handling money is found in God's Word. And here's where I think so many churches have missed it. We may have been faithful to teach the church body how to handle 10% of the resources, the area of giving, but we've not addressed the other 90%. And if we haven't taught them God's perspective of handling the other 90%, where have they learned it? It's from the world. And that's why when you look at all the stats, whether it's debt, savings, giving, there's almost no distinction between how those who know Christ handle their money and how those who don't know Christ handle their resources. So I think that's one of the biggest challenges that's facing us, to be sure that we're faithful in communicating the whole counsel of God with respect to handling money. Now, we've surveyed a little over 1,000 churches to find out the impact after people have been trained, primarily through a small group study that Crown has. And within 3 years, the average household pays off about $20,000 of debt, increases their saving $10,000, and increases their giving 69.5%. And I think a big part of that is that they understand what God says about saving and debt and living using a spending plan, all those fundamental basic things that everybody needs to be doing. One of the benefits some of the benefits that have flowed out of that has been a huge encouragement to us is that they experience less stress because they don't have the financial challenges they have had. Their marriages are strengthened because husband and wife are now communicating with one another. And a big one, time is freed up. Time is freed up. And as I look around and see most churches, the way I would describe most churches is that they're vision rich, resource poor. And there's no doubt in my mind why so many churches are reluctant to address this issue of what God says about handling money when the pastor can't speak to that issue out of the passion of experience. So I just pray that part of what you would catch the vision of during this time together is to step out in faith and to allow the Lord to work in your lives to become those models. And thanks for allowing me to be here.
Well, thank you, Howard. And up next is Robert Morris. Robert is the senior pastor at Gateway Church in Dallas, and Gateway Church was the host church for this special gathering. Now, let's join Robert Morris.
I want to share a little about the church because I feel like because we've been so blessed financially as a church, and when we look at other churches that are even our size and the income, our income, and I say this totally to the credit of God, is many times 2 and 3 times what other churches are our size. And I have to say this, I really believe one of the reasons is because giving is in my heart. It's not something that I preach on that's a subject. I really believe that if I preach on giving, marriages are going to be saved. I believe that. I believe that people are going to be healthier. I believe they're going to be more committed to God. I think one of the greatest reasons for divorce is finances. And I had a pastor call me that you would probably know. It really honored me. He was reading the book, The Blessed Life. And he said, as all pastors do, he said, I'm about to preach a series on it, and I'm not going to give you any credit. I said, it's okay. But and he preached a great series on it, actually better than my series. So I listened to it, so I got some new ideas too. But I just felt compelled by the Spirit to tell him, don't apologize for preaching on giving. You don't apologize when you preach on grace. You don't apologize when you preach on marriage. And I said, I believe we've been so effective because I believe when I'm standing up preaching on giving, I'm helping people. Before our first year was finished, we had about 180 people. We bought this land that you're standing on now, you're sitting on, $1.4 million, 14 acres, and we paid cash. We built this whole shell then, and we finished out this half of it. This was our sanctuary. The pulpit was over there, and that was just a shell, and that was about $7 million, and we paid cash. And then we immediately began finishing out this side, which was another $6 million, and we paid cash. And now we own 189 acres right on the freeway, right there on 114. And if you're not familiar with the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, the airport is 10 minutes. So let me say it again so you catch this. We own 189 acres right on the freeway with an exit and a half mile of freeway frontage. And so God has blessed us tremendously. We gave about $2.5 million last year to missions. We gave $500,000 to single moms and to benevolence last year. We have a single mother scholarship program to where we single, we scholarship them to go back to college. We pay all their living expenses, all their tuition. But I just have to say that you can hear all this stuff, but if it's not in your heart, forget it. Just forget it. It won't work. And all you got to do is, like Randy said, just start putting your finances in the kingdom and your heart will be there, you know? So anyway, I was a traveling evangelist for years ago, and so I used to travel around. My entire income came from love offerings. Some of them were like offerings. Some of them were don't like offerings, don't come back, you know. So in 1 month, there was a month where I only had one meeting. And I went, and it was a Sunday night in a church of about 60 people. It wasn't even a revival, it was a one-time deal. And we never asked for money anywhere we went. There was a rumor that I was independently wealthy, but I wasn't. I just had a very wealthy father, and so we never, ever asked for anything, had no requirements to come, and God blessed us. And so the offering, the pastor got so excited, he came up to me afterwards, and he said, we've never taken an offering this large. He said, I'm so excited about this. And he showed me the check, and it was enough for the whole month. And so I just thought, well, that's incredible. Thank you, Lord. And then the pastor was talking to me, and I was looking over his shoulder while he was talking, and I saw a missionary that had given his testimony before I spoke. And this little voice said to me, give him the check. And, I remember, I said, I rebuke you, Satan. It's not God. That's not God. Because this is God's provision for me, you know?
You've been listening to Pastor Robert Morris on this special edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll take a short break and be back with more from Robert Morris right after this.
You know, the Bible says to train up your children in the way they should go, and that includes teaching them God's way of managing money. But how do you make learning the basics about money easy for kids ages 3 and up? Try the ABCs of Money package from Crown Financial Ministries. The ABCs of Money package has two interactive ways for children to learn what the Bible says about money. First, there's the ABC Learning Bank. It has three detachable compartments made in the shape of the letters A, B, and C. Your kids will use one for giving, one for saving, and one for spending. The package also comes with the ABCs of Handling Money God's Way student workbook. Through an interesting study, simple Bible studies, and fun, hands-on activities, your kids will learn not only about money, but also some important things about God. Invest in the future of your children by teaching them God's way of managing money with the ABCs of Money package. It's available at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Dave Ball, sitting in for Chuck Bentley. And Chuck is off for a couple of days enjoying some time with his family. Our guest is Robert Morris. He's the senior pastor at Gateway Church in Dallas. And Robert shared his testimony at a recent conference. And if you missed the first portion of his testimony, you can hear it again by going to crown.org. Now, let's join Robert Morris for more of his talk.
And, I remember, I said, I rebuke you, Satan. It's not God. That's not God. Because this is God's provision for me, you know? And this was my first extravagant giving. They call it generous giving. I didn't know anything about generous giving. When I wrote Blessed Life, I didn't know anything about it. And you guys do it so much better than I do it. And I'm excited to get partnered up with you. But I call it tithes, offerings, and extravagant offerings. And I have a friend who's a giver. He calls them tithe offerings and painful offerings, you know. So I didn't know anything about painful offerings at that time or extravagant. This was my first time. And the voice got louder and louder, and I knew it was the Lord. And I tried to tell him he wasn't thinking straight, but he kept telling me. So I endorsed the check, folded it, and went over to the missionary afterwards and said, please don't tell anyone in the church I did this, and don't look at it until you leave, but I feel like God told me to do this. So I gave him the check. I went to eat afterwards with about 15, 20 people from the church. There was a man sitting across the table from me that I'd met one time before, a few months before, on a deer hunting trip in Colorado. It was the only time I'd ever met the man. And it was guys on one end of the table, ladies on the other end. And all of a sudden, these guys started talking, and it was like he and I were just in a vacuum. And he leaned across the table to me, and for some reason, I kind of leaned into, you know. And he said, how much was the check? How much was the offering? And I just told him. So I told him the amount, you know. And then he said, where is it? like that. And I shouldn't have lied. I know that. But I didn't want anyone to know what I'd done. And so I said to him, it's in the car. And so, no, I said, Debbie has it. That's what I said, my wife. I said, Debbie has it. And he said, go get it. I want to see it. And so Debbie was on the other end of the table. So I got up and I walked down to where my wife was. And I said, how's your pizza? Everything okay? Okay, great. Because there was no check to give, you know. So I came back and that's when I said, it's in the car. And he said, it's not in the car. And so I said, where is it? And he said, you gave it away. And I said, how did you know? And he said, because the Lord told me. And this was the first person I'd met that had the motivational gift of giving. You realize there are 7 motivational gifts in Romans 12, and one of them is giving. It's possible that 1 in 7 people in your church has the motivational gift of giving. And it's amazing that we develop teachers, and we develop servants, and we develop leaders, but we don't develop givers. So we need to develop these people. And so anyway, he reached in his pocket and he pulled out a check and he opened it up like this. And it was exactly 10 times the amount of the check I'd just given. And the check I'd just given, let me clarify, it was a love offering. It had dollars and cents. And this was exactly 10 times the amount. And he'd written it before he came. And he reached out like that and I reached out to take it, but he wouldn't let it go. But I realize now why. I had the bottom, he had the top, and I looked across the check at his eyes, and he said, God's about to teach you about giving so you can teach the body of Christ. And he let go of the check. And that was in 1983. And my wife and I just started giving. We started giving extravagantly. I don't have much time, so I got to cut it short, you know, just tell you. But by God's grace, we've given 14 vehicles away to people, just she and I personally. We gave our first home away to a pastor that had 5 children that needed a house. And God has blessed us tremendously. And we love to give, but we don't give to get. We give to give. And I've done a lot of interviews for the Blessed Life, the book. That's the whole thing. If I could say anything, I believe in Luke 6:38. But Luke 6:38 is not the motive for giving. It's the reward for giving. So you don't give to get, you give to give. And when you do, God blesses you. He blesses a giving heart. And so we started giving extravagantly, and lots of things happened. And then one day I was sitting in my house, and I felt like the Lord said, would you give me everything? And that's when, at that time, we'd given, I don't know how many vehicles that time, but I had 2 vehicles. I had the house. We had checking, savings, and retirement. And I said, yes, Lord, I'll give you everything. And he told me who to give the cars to, who to give the house to, who to give all the money to, you know, all that. And so we gave everything. And about a few days later, I'm sitting in my chair reading, and I'm reading 1 Kings 3, the story we all know about Solomon. And God said to Solomon, ask anything you want, and I'll give it to you. And it said at night. You know how words jump off the page that you've never seen the Bible, all that's happened to you? At night. At night, the Lord appeared to Solomon at Gibeon and said, at night. And I thought, at night, and the Lord said to me, what happened that day? What happened that day? If I appeared to him at night and said, ask anything you want, what happened during the day? And so I read it, and what happened was he was inaugurated king, and it was tradition to offer one bull. But Solomon didn't offer one bull. He offered 1,000. And a bull would represent a king's wealth. So and he had just become king. So it was an extravagant offering. And so the Lord said to me that day, I only say to extravagant givers, ask anything you want. I will never say that to a selfish person. And this was 3 days after we'd given everything. And the Lord said to me, ask anything you want. And I knew immediately what I wanted. I said, God, I want Debbie and I to be passionately in love all of our lives. I don't want to lose my marriage. And I know a lot of ministers do. And the Lord said to me, you got it.
Well, we have to cut in here, but we'll have more from Robert Morris in just a moment. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. And our guest today is Pastor Robert Morris. He's the senior pastor at Gateway Church in Dallas, Texas. Well, we'll take a short break and be back with some final comments from Robert Morris right after this.
Thank you.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Our guest speaker today is Robert Morris. Robert is the senior pastor of Gateway Church in Dallas. Now let's join Robert for some closing thoughts.
Anyway, I wrote this book, The Blessed Life, and a lot of people have been helped by it. I'm grateful for that. All the proceeds have gone to church. I hadn't made a penny off of it, you know. But a lady came to the church here and was said about how the book changed her life, and she wanted to buy 10 books, and she was telling the receptionist. So the receptionist sent her to the bookstore to buy the books. When she got to the bookstore, the lady had the 10 books on the counter, and she said, "How much are the books?" And the lady in the bookstore said, it's taken care of. Now, I would have never known this except this lady that came to buy the books wrote me a letter and told me this. And so she said to the lady in her bookstore, "What do you mean it's taken care of?" And the lady in the bookstore said, "Well, when you were talking to the receptionist, did you happen to notice a young man who was waiting to get on the elevator?" And she said, "Yes, I think he was taking out the trash." And the lady in our bookstore said, "Yes, he was taking out the trash." That was Pastor Robert's son. And he heard you talking about how this has changed your life. And so he came down here and paid for the books. Now, I can't tell you what that's worth to me. I've got all the stories, too, about I gave a dollar and got 10 back. I got all those stories. They don't seem to matter much anymore to me. I've been married 26 years and my wife loves me. And I got 3 kids and they love God. And I love God. And every need that we've had here at the church, God has met. And God has blessed us. And I love to give. It's my prayer for you that when you leave, you pick up the heart of giving. Because that's what it's about. For God so loved the world that he gave. Holy Spirit, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We have been so blessed. And Lord, we pray that you would continue to do a work in our hearts so that we will love the world so much that we will give also. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, you've been listening to a message from Pastor Robert Morris, and if you missed a portion of today's broadcast, you can always hear it again online at crown.org. Tomorrow, we'll hear from Nick Vujicic. Nick is the founder of Life Without Limbs, and his story is one you won't want to miss. By the way, if your schedule prevents you from hearing Money Life, you can sign up for our free podcast, and then we'll send Money Life directly to your computer each day. You can find all the details at crown.org. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.